From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Welcome back.
It's good to be back, Mike, always.
Retail spending we'll talk about shortly, but tied in with that is jobs. Do I see some life in the jobs market? Can I be slightly optimistic or not?
Well, you're an optimistic guy, Mike, so I think there's ways of looking at this. The more conservative approach is stabilisation, but yeah. Now that the excitement of the budget's in the rearview mirror, we can sort of continue the post-game analysis there over the course of the week. But there was data released on Friday, which gives us signals about the sort of state of the nation. One of them was this BNZ Seek Employment Report. Now, just in talking about that budget, Mike, in addition to the budget itself, you've got Treasury's budget, economic and fiscal update. There's 161 pages of joy in there and lots of forecasts. So we could spend the next 10, 15 minutes talking about this, but the economic recovery is now forecast to be slower than the half-year update. And in the forecast, unemployment is slated to peak at 5.4% in the June quarter. Then it eases gradually over ensuing years to 4.3%. So we're right in the nadir. We're right in the low point of employment right now, Mike, according to that. So the BNZ Seek report, it has the title Signs of Stabilisation. So job ads increased 1.1% in April. That is the second consecutive month that they have increased. I think a conservative call, Mike, it would be too early to call the bounce. But what you can say is the employment market doesn't seem to be getting worse. If I look at this data, though, Mike, coming off a very low base. So job ads are still 9.6% below levels from a year ago. And if you look back to 2022, we are still 48% below the number of job ads there. And there's also a shift you can see within this data, Mike. There's a shift from full-time work to part-time work. Yeah. You can see it in the jobs. And that's what people do when the employment market starts to get a little bit tighter. You move people to part-time.
Okay, optimism question number two, better spending.
Right? Yeah.
More money.
More money. So retail's down the dumps, isn't it, along with hospo. And the anecdotal evidence and company evidence seems to reinforce that the green shoots in these areas are hard to find. So, yes, it was a little surprising in a good sense to see better than expected retail trade numbers released on Friday by Stats NZ. So these are quarterly numbers. This adds to the picture, the milieu that we get from the monthly electronic card transaction data. Retail trade volumes lifted 0.8% quarter on quarter, stronger than the local economists had expected. So consensus there looking at little or no move. The previous quarter was also revised up, albeit very small, from 0.9% to 1%. Now, look, retail trade, it isn't the biggest contributor to GDP. I think it's less than 10%, but this number is moving in the right direction. Yearly retail trade volumes increased by 0.7%. Also, Mike, seems to be a relatively broad-based across sectors and regions. So 10 out of 15 categories have seen increases in volumes. Just a wee dampener, I don't mean to rain on the parade, but core retail was only up 0.4%, which is not exactly frothy. But there's some pockets of light in the discretionary spending, clothing, footwear, specialised food. And we keep saying it, Mike, that effect of lower mortgage rates slowly feeding their way through to New Zealand households should provide support for spending over the second half of 2025, but we're waiting. Just waiting for that to show up in the data.
Speaking of spending, from the budget, would you, if you can write it off, is this where we're heading with this?
Sorry, in what sense, Mike?
The investment boost.
The investment boost, yeah. Look, so I was in Sydney last week, got back Friday night, and catching up on the budget over the weekend. This investment boost seems to be the key talking point, doesn't it? Lots of comments over the weekend. I just want to make a couple of very quick comments, Mike. The cost to the government is in the form of lower tax revenue. The government doesn't actually pay out anything, and that seems to be a little bit of a misconception. Scope is very wide, captures many, many areas of spend, no cap. But, Mike, remember, if a business is able to claim a big depreciation expense, what have they done? They have invested a lot of money, and that is beneficial to the local economy, should be a tailwind to companies looking to commit capital expenditure. It should improve confidence, and that is critical.
Fingers crossed. Numbers, please.
The Dow Jones fell 256 points. Trump, more sort of tariff dramas there, so took a bit of the wind out of the sails of the market. 41,603, down 0.6%. The Nasdaq was also down Nasdaq was down 1%, actually, 18,737, and the S&P 500 down 0.67%. The FTSE 100 down 21,8717, a 0.25% fall. The Nikkei just under, gained 0.5%, actually, 0.47, 175 points, 37,100. 60. The Shanghai Composite down just under 1%. The ASX 200 gained 12 points on Friday, up 15.15%, 8360. And the NZX 50 down 66 points on Friday, 12,596. One Kiwi dollar will get you 0.5973 against the US, 0.9177 Aussie, 0.5262 against the Euro, 0.4406 pounds, 85.18 Japanese yen. Gold is still strong, $3,357.51. And Brent crude, $64.78.
Good to have you back, Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.